The Guardian.
If you are an environmentalist, you would hype up the fact that this is going to open the floodgates to all manner of protest about climate change. And you will see coal companies, oil companies, gas companies, all kinds of different energy companies being targeted increasingly by protesters claiming a legitimate excuse to protest against them. On the other hand, it may not do that. It may actually begin to help shape British energy policy, because it looks fantastically difficult now for any government to say we're going to go ahead with expanding coal when juries have actually said, no, this is so urgent that the law has to be broken.
This is because to build coal-fired power stations would actually damage property, the court found.
What the court was told was by one of the world's leading climate scientist Jim Hansen, who advises Al Gore, who's the chief scientist at NASA. Basically, he said that climate change is now so serious it threatens to wipe out 40,000 species, of which this particular coal plant at King's North was going to be responsible for at least 400. And he said, effectively, that more people should be getting out there and protesting and chaining themselves to the gates of power stations. He actually wrote a letter to Gordon Brown a few months ago urging him to abandon Britain's expansion of coal, saying it would be absolutely catastrophic for the climate. And the signals which this gives out for climate change protesters and governments around the world is very, very clear. Coal is dirty, coal is dangerous, and it is now seemingly legal to target it.
One of the witnesses in this case was Zach Goldsmith, environmental advisor to David Cameron, of course. Will the Tories halt plans to build a new generation of coal-fired power stations?
I think everything is in the offing at the moment. What you've got is government, which is trying to work out whether to allow King's North, this huge power station which these activists climbed up, whether it should be allowed to expand. And there's a huge split in cabinet at the moment between John Hutton, the business secretary, the energy secretary, who says, yes, we need coal to be able to keep the lights on, and Hilary Benn, the environment secretary, and David Miliband, the previous environment secretary, who have both been arguing very strongly, no, we do not need, we must not have coal. We can go down any other road, but we cannot have dirty coal. We could have coal with carbon capture and storage, but we cannot have coal as it exists today. I think what this jury has said is that government is going to have to think again. It cannot go down the dirty coal route anymore. So it could have very, very far-reaching consequences.
And we can expect more direct action.
Yes, I think there was going to be direct action anyway, because there's a great mood building up at the grassroots against coal. So a bit like GM, a bit like the Rhodes protests and whatever, going back 10 years or more, you are seeing grassroots groups now being led by organisations like Greenpeace, who've got huge resources, taking on climate change as a major issue of the day. This is bound to encourage direct action. It's bound to encourage protesters to go that little bit extra further. They know that they can, quote, do a bit of damage, and they can use this defence in court. What will happen, I suspect, is that those cases won't go to a jury anymore. They will just go to a magistrate.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.